It is our third Trends end of season show. Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams lined up to do this one. And it's a bit of a quiz for Josh, at least to start with, which he's, you know, concerned about because he feels as though I set traps. that was his word before. But I think you'll be all right. It's a little bit tricky to start with. The hardest question might be the first one.
I've got no idea what kind of question this is going to be.
These are all going to be about overperformances and underperformances. That's going to be a lot of what this show is about. And then a couple of other things. So we're going to do some quiz at the start, some analysis, some quiz at the end. All right?
Okay,
and a bit of analysis as we go through. All right? So I ranked the top 100 players for expected goals through StatsBomb. We played more than 600 minutes.
Yeah.
Over the course of the season.
Paying 90, no.
I've got it as season totals because you'll see why in a second. So of those who underperformed expected goals by minus one or more, there's actually not as many of them as you'd think. There is in total, because these tend to be, because they've got the most expected goals, they tend to be the forwards, they tend to be the finishers. There is, I think, only 13 that I'm looking at who are worse than one as an underperformance for expected goals over the course of the season. 600 minutes, top 100. There's one Liverpool player in there. Can you guess who it is? And it is a forward.
So this is underperformance of worse than one.
Yep.
Right.
It's quite an interesting one. So I'll begin to talk you through the list whilst Josh is having a think about it. The biggest underperformer for expected goals over the course of the season, with the terms I just discussed, was Dominic Calvert-Lewin, an underperformance of 3.1, well, minus 3.1. Cameron Archer, minus 3.40, was next in the list. Eddie Nketiah, minus 2.93. Marcus Tavernier, very much getting just into the 100 there. He's at 2.25. Madueke is at 2.17. Nicholas Jackson is underperforming at 2.11. Dominic Solanke is minus 1.98. Garnacho, minus 1.87. Mohamed Kudus, minus 1.69. And then we hit the Liverpool player.
I'm going to guess Jota.
You're right to guess Jota. 100%, minus 1.39. Diogo Jota. It's interesting because the general supporter base perception of Jota is give him a chance and he's really quite ruthless, but that's where he is for this.